The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you oh so much to Jack Stern holding it down on the boards. And thank you to you. Yeah, you listening all over North America. There is no show without you. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. Let me do my best to help bring you closer to Friday. We got a lot to talk about. Right now, we got a Thursday night football matchup going on. I don't know if I want to call it a game. The Raiders, they currently lead the Rams 13-3. They're in their third quarter, and Baker Mayfield is playing football for the Rams. Yeah, this is the Twilight Zone. The 3-9 Rams, who are basically kicking the tires on this guy right now. And so we'll give you an update. Maybe there's a comeback in store for Baker Mayfield, his first game here with Los Angeles, but we will definitely keep you updated. The Raiders are trying to make some type of push towards a wild card spot, and the Rams, they're just trying to get this damn season over with. We'll talk about Thursday night football as the game progresses. Daniel Snyder in the news again. This man cannot sell his football team fast enough. Just all types of evidence that he is, I have to be careful with the words that I choose here, that he's a terrible owner, and that he also probably is a very terrible human being. You want to know how Gruden's emails got leaked and pushed out? The Department of Justice says that the Washington Commanders, they did it. What a shock and a surprise. I would also wonder who put out the photo of Jerry Jones. I wonder who did that, but we'll talk about that for another day. But Daniel Snyder, we'll talk about him soon. Not a problem. The Atlanta Falcons have finally pushed the button, the eject button, on Marcus Mariota. He's no longer going to be the starter. Desmond Ridder is in. What does that mean for the Falcons? Nothing. They're kicking the tires on him too. Might as well see what he can do for the team for the rest of the season, because the Falcons, they aren't going anywhere either. This is pretty much the time of year, the time of the season, where everyone is just going to evaluate what they have, think about what they might need, and shoot, you might as well give everybody a chance. It's only a couple of weeks ago that we looked at Aaron Rodgers and said, well, if the Packers are out of this, would you mind, you know, thinking about sitting down? He's like, yeah, I guess I'd have to entertain it, putting love out there, but for now, they're still alive. And speaking of still being alive, thank God, and even more so actually coming home, Brittany Griner. Some wild news to see early this morning, approximately, you know, 8:30 a.m. on the East Coast, to have an announcement from President Biden and have a news conference, and then later on in the afternoon to get word via video, Russian television, RT, just showcasing video of the actual exchange. It's a crazy world that we live in. So we have a lot to get into. Thursday night football, Daniel Snyder, Desmond Ridder, Baker Mayfield. It's a busy, busy night. Jack, how are you tonight? You good?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, JR. You know, it's funny, as I was coming into the station today, I was walking from the subway to our studios here at 345 Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. I saw all these people getting their weekend started, getting drunk, having fun, laughing it up with their friends. And I said, they might be out having a good time, but I am going to produce the JR Sport Beef, and I have won the job lottery for that reason. They aren't nearly as lucky as I am.
Maybe they're trust fund kids. That's not too shabby.
Yeah, that's true.
Not too shabby, but thank you for the kind words, Jack. I appreciate it. Here's the deal. If you want to give us a holler, we got a phone number. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you pretty much see what we have, what we'll talk about tonight. And let's go ahead and give that a retweet from CBS Jack. Every single night, I go ahead and share what we will go ahead and discuss. And I have to open up on Brittany Griner. That was the news that pretty much hit the scene earlier today that most of America saw first thing in the morning. And we didn't have nothing but a press conference not too long after that. I told you, from President Biden talking about her release. We know Brittany Griner, she has been just, I don't want to say in captive, but she's been arrested since February 17th. This is now December 7th. She was arrested a week before the Ukrainian invasion. She had to go through a trial. We know she was sentenced to almost 10 years here in prison. She pled guilty to the charges. It was only weeks ago that they actually sent her out to a penal colony to work. And Brittany Griner, we know she's a basketball player. Big time. 31 years old. Played at Baylor. Is a two-time Olympic gold medalist and eight-time All-Star. She's a WNBA champion. She also plays out in Russia. And we know that she was in the country, going through the airport, had a vape cartridge on her. I think they said an ounce, maybe a little less than an ounce, which is a whole lot of nothing on her. And she's been locked up since February. You just heard it. And now she's on her way home. I think most of us probably heard or saw the tweet that pretty much got everything going this morning, where President Biden, early in the morning, he said this. Listen, folks, I'm going to read it to you right now, the tweet that he sent out. Moments ago, I spoke to Brittany Griner. She is safe. She is on a plane. She is on her way home. Not too long after that, they had a press conference. Both he and Brittany Griner's wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was there off to the side. And Joe Biden made it very clear that he, his administration, they worked just tirelessly, relentlessly to have her released. This is what President Biden had to say.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal.
And now she's on her way home. I told you, her wife, Sherelle Griner, she was right there next to President Biden, and she spoke as well. I mean, when you think about all of the organizations, you think about the individuals who have been advocates for her release, WNBA players, her teammates, other athletes. You know, Sherelle Griner, she spoke and she said she's overwhelmed with gratitude that she's coming home.
So over the last 9 months, y'all have been so privy to one of the darkest moments of my life. And so today I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration. He just mentioned this work is not easy, and it has not been. There's been so many hands involved.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, we initially found out about this, and she's already gone. WNBA players and the family, they were told to just, you know, not make a gigantic deal out of this, to not, you know, heighten leverage. And then it got to the point where Kat was out the bag. Everyone was advocates for bringing her home. There were individuals who took the approach of, why aren't they bringing her home? And you know, I don't know why everyone gets so up in arms for situations and that they're not familiar with. Like, we're playing a video game, like we're writing a script to a movie. It's not so easy. You know, later on in the afternoon, you know, RT, which is Russian television, privately owned, they actually shared the video of Britney being released and actually being exchanged for Victor Bout, who is an arms dealer that the United States has had captive for the better part of a decade now. And that was the exchange that bought Brittany Griner home. And so that was actually documented and shared. And I want you to take a listen to this. Brittany Griner pretty much signing her papers, smile on her face. She's on the plane, and she's finding out she's going back home. Listen to this with the translation as well. Listen.
Happy.
Well, are you ready for a flight?
Yes.
Ну вы знаете, куда вы летите?
Do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Вы летите домой.
You fly back home.
To the US.
To the US.
Да, конечно. Так что все будет нормально.
Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. You're flying back home to the US. She looked to be in good spirits. She didn't have her hair, her locks, they were gone. Shortcut, I can imagine trying to maintain your locks while you're in a penal colony or in prison is not the easiest thing to do in Russia. And so she's coming home. And good. You know, here's the deal. She broke a ridiculous law, and sure, it's the law of that country. She made a mistake. She did something that I would think or imagine she's probably done multiple times, except for this time they wanted to rein her in. This goes without saying. She was a political pawn. She was used for leverage, and that's it. She was used as a chess piece. Should she have gone over there and had the cartridge? No, probably not. Not even probably. Answer's no. But she's probably done it a million times. And this time, the country wanted to utilize her to get something out of the United States of America. And it's apparent that they did. That Victor Bout, who was convicted of being a arms dealer in South America and selling weapons to quote-unquote bad folks that would harm the United States of America, that now this individual is free. And there are people who don't think necessarily that this was an even exchange to send a basketball player back home for an arms dealer. There are people who look at another individual who is unfortunately still under custody in Russia, a former Marine, Paul Whelan, who's being held on pretty much charges of being a spy, of which he says, I am not. And, you know, he's hoping that the United States of America brings him home. And I don't think that thought is lost on the president, the White House, or anyone. I don't think that thought is or fact is lost on any citizen at all. A matter of fact, President Joe Biden, he brought up Paul Whelan and the fact that this wasn't just, you know, Brittany Griner, that there's still an attempt to bring him back home as well.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you.
Sherelle Griner, the wife of Brittany Griner, she said as much as well. She's obviously thrilled to have her wife back home, but she wants to really take time and dedicate it, as well as Brittany when she gets home, to shine a light on other individuals who are wrongfully imprisoned. She hasn't forgotten as well. Take a listen to Sherelle Griner.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones.
Yeah, I can't imagine what Brittany Griner has gone through, what she is going through, what she is feeling, what she might feel and have to endure for the rest of her life. You know, whether or not she gets back to playing basketball, for me, I've heard that question asked, is almost irrelevant. Is what is she dealing with? How is she going to, you know, recover from this, which I'm sure is a traumatic and disgusting experience. And actually be home and to sleep in a bed. I can't imagine what she's probably had to deal with through these circumstances. For the majority of us, is probably unimaginable. And so there have been a lot of people who have taken the approach of, oh my goodness, well, you know, Brittany Griner, she should have known better, and now she's paying for it. Yeah, that's correct. She did. She is paying for it. A larger issue, and what also is this, is that she's a human being, and she was used, which isn't fair. I don't care if it's USA, Russia, you can create a country, you can make one up, you can spin around a globe and identify one. Like, this is more so a matter of human rights. I know people want to look at it and go, oh, well, freed a basketball player, or they left the Marine over there. Man, people play games. We know this already. Countries play games. The United States of America is not perfect, plays games, does things. There's nobody, no situation, no circumstance that's perfect. I think we know this. We can look throughout history and see how people are treated, how people are treated now. There's nothing that's perfect, but nobody. It doesn't matter if you're Brittany Griner or whether you are no name. Nobody needs to be treated like this or taken advantage of. And just because Brittany Griner has been released, it doesn't elevate her into a...
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Space. It shouldn't be used to kind of, you know, point out the misgivings of this country or anywhere else. Everybody deserves to be free and to be treated like a human if you ain't do nothing. And it's not so much a matter of Brittany Griner didn't do anything. You know, it's common sense. You know, there's levels and rules. It doesn't matter what country it is. You got to treat people with humanity. And her walking around with an ounce of a vape pen, we know it wasn't because of the vape pen. It was because they could utilize her. And so don't beat this woman down. I see people calling her names and people minimizing who she is as a person and as a human being. In an ideal world, everyone, quote unquote, would be freed for nonsense that takes place in another country. That's in an ideal world, but we don't live in one. But we don't have to beat somebody down to make a point of emphasis. Paul Whelan's own family took the approach. There is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home. The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make the deal that was possible, rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to. That's from the family. Like, so what? Does everybody have to suffer? And by the way, it takes two to tango. It's not easy just to work with someone who doesn't want to work with you. It's not like, you know, the United States of America and Russia are buddies, when especially the United States of America is helping give money to a country that Russia's trying to take over and invade. Never in my life, or I'm not surprised, but never in my life did I think, we would have people getting mad at the release of a prisoner, someone who was wrongfully imprisoned. And if you want to take the approach of that she was not wrongfully imprisoned, then I beg of you to at least be a human and have empathy. It doesn't matter. Forget, throw out an American, throw out a Russian, throw out a Colombian, a Mexican, someone from Puerto Rico, someone from Angola, someone from Africa, somebody from Spain. Throw it all out the window. Taiwan, throw it out. How about just being humane? Realizing and understanding that, what if that was your daughter or your sister? Would you feel any different? Or is it just because she's a female, quote unquote, black basketball player? That's so what? Who cares? Have a little bit of empathy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to share with you, there have been plenty of athletes who have chimed in on this release of Brittany Griner. I think Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys, he made the most noise. He heard about it, and then he had to apologize. I'll fill you in on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. Opened up the show talking about Brittany Griner. Here on Thursday Night Football, this score is still 13-3. The Raiders are leading the Rams. And, you know, we took some time to really look at the situation and Brittany Griner's situation and Paul Whelan's name being thrown into the mix and whether or not it was an even or a lopsided trade, like we're watching a movie or, I don't know, if, like in a video game. Like this is 2K. Like all you have to do is ask the computer, hey, can I trade you LeBron for I don't know, Raymond Felton, who doesn't even play anymore. And computer goes, oh, hell no. Like, this is real life. And I want to share a tweet with you that I read today, because everybody has an opinion. Was this a fair trade? Who cares? Like, she came home. Like, why do we have to compare her to anybody else or who it shouldn't have been? Everybody should be home, damn it. Everybody who's under some crackpot, crack government should be home, should be. Mark Lamont Hill tweeted this earlier today. For those who say this is the worst trade in foreign policy history, most of the time these are comments being made by people who can't even name any other prisoner trade in foreign policy history, which happens to be true. I think most people who would comment on such wouldn't be on Twitter. I don't think most people who actually do this work are talking about the situations or scenarios on social media. And so everybody all of a sudden now is an expert. And unfortunately, we had an NFL player, someone who plays for the Dallas Cowboys. He was bothered by this, but then he came through and apologized. And his name is Michael Parsons. He saw the news. The swap to see Brittany Griner for does not include retired Marine Paul Whelan. And Michael Parsons' response was, nah, we left the Marine? Hell no. And then he apologized. My last tweet was no shot at Brittany Griner. I'm super happy she's back home, as she should be. I just have family who served. And it's crazy to me the president wouldn't bring him home too. I'm the furthest thing from a Trump supporter, but I'm not a fan of Biden either. And then he said he just spoke to people that he respects and trusts. I should have been more educated on the topic and not tweeted out of emotion for my family and others who have served. For that, I apologize. Also, if what I'm told about the attempts to bring Paul Whelan home are true, then the best outcome was accomplished. I pray that Mr. Whelan comes home, but I'm extremely happy for Brittany and her family. I am not too prideful to admit when I have made a mistake. And for that, I give him credit. There are too many people who are way too quick to speak and not knowing what the hell they're saying. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right, then. How you doing there? I appreciate your show. My concern is that one of the issues I think has been not broached in the sense of On the one hand, I consider Brittany Griner's crime to be with small potatoes, but they swapped her out for this Russian guy who's been an arms dealer. To me, that's like, to make a trade like that, that's not really in the public interest. And to me, it's also during a time of what do you call these elections. Like some kind of a party politics thing.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian.
Yes.
There was an opportunity to. You're saying it wasn't good for the public interest.
Say that again, please.
You said this was not in the interest of the public.
Releasing an arms dealer.
Is not in the best interest of the public. I understand that. So I have two things to say and maybe one thing to ask you.
Okay.
We don't know. I am sure that the United States government, there's a lot to not like or like about any government. You live in Canada. I'm sure there are things that you like and that you don't, because there is no perfect government.
Right.
I am sure that the United States of America has a better grasp on the potential risks and threats. I'll put that there. I don't know it, and neither do you, outside of what we hear. I think that's point number one. Having said that, point or question number two to you is, there was an opportunity to bring her home. What were you going to do, just let her sit there and rot?
I'm just saying
slow down, Brian. I asked you a very simple question. There was an opportunity to bring her home. If you take the position of that having this exchange was not in the best interest of the public, my question to you is, so there was an opportunity to bring her home. What would you do? Just let her sit there and rot? It's a very simple question.
You may not like the sound of this, but let her sit there, because it's political expediency, especially during times of elections, and her crime with small potatoes relative to what this guy's been doing, guy who got released in her favor. I'm just concerned for the public interest.
Okay. Well, I commend you for being concerned with the public interest. I go back to the first thing I said. Neither you or I know outside of what we hear. This man might very well be released and we never hear from him again. You know, on that regard, I will have faith. I have faith that I will wake up tomorrow and that, you know, that the world won't be blown to smithereens. I mean, we don't know. We can all run around and be parrots, but we don't know. It'd be a beautiful thing if there were other people home. We talked about this early this year. And it's absolutely terrible that there are other people who are imprisoned wrongfully. But that doesn't mean that she, quote unquote, needs to get beat up in the process. And so if you want to take the position of, oh, well, what she did is small potatoes, let her sit there and rot, then that's your viewpoint as a person, as a human. I can't change that. That's why one of the only things I said when I opened up the show was to be empathetic and to be a human. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Alaska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. Really appreciate it. You know, I'm going to disagree a little bit with the previous caller. And I know a lot of people will say you don't want to look at things in a vacuum, but I do think from time to time it's okay to look at it. You got to get rid of a lot of the external information. You got to get rid of a lot of the innuendo and the sod and the who's deserving of what. The bottom line is an American citizen was detained, and I don't know enough did she really commit the crime? Was it all fabricated? Was it all planted evidence? Whatnot? We may never know that. But the reality of the matter is we had an American citizen that was detained in a adversarial country, a rival of ours. That citizen is now home free, on her way home. And I think it's okay to look at things in a vacuum and just be incredibly appreciative for what happened, the end result, to consider the incredible torment that they were under for 290 days, and to be thankful that the result is what it is. I think that there's plenty of causation to have additional discussions about Whelan.
Correct.
About the cause of what got BG detained in the first place. And yeah, I would have a whole heck of a lot to say about, you know, the rules in one country certainly don't apply to the rules of another country. But I don't know enough about that case.
Yeah,
all I know is that Beachy's home, and there really shouldn't be any disappointment in
it's
that.
It's incorrect, and thank you, Matt, for calling from Alaska. It's unrelated. Like I guess it's human nature. We always want to compare. We always want to compare. Like, she's a human being first. I mean, people who want to talk about her is just, this and that, and then she did this, so we gotta slaughter a murderer. So I guess the guy is out. Nobody ever heard of him before now, by the way. Most people. Nobody probably ever heard of Paul Whelan prior to this as well. But now everybody has a thought and an opinion. Now this guy is loose, and the whole world is going to go to tatters. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, a lot of opinions on Brittany Griner and her release, which is it doesn't have me flummoxed. People want to pick and choose when they want to be outraged. That's just it. People want to pick and choose what they're an expert about. I'm not an expert on hostage negotiations. I do not work for the State Department. I do not have government experience. And people tend to parrot what they hear. I just think about it from a common sense and human perspective, that someone who was jailed, imprisoned, and sentenced for something, like she was a war criminal, it's actually nice that she's home. That's it. We don't have to compare it to anybody. There are plenty of other people who deserve to be home, but we shouldn't kick her and bring her down, you know, to quote unquote elevate a thought process of someone else. I think that's a terrible, terrible, disgusting thing to do. That's just my opinion. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm sure Brittany Griner will be a theme throughout tonight. You just heard the update from Marco Belletti. The Raiders currently lead the Rams 16-3. The Rams are trying to show some signs of life here in a comeback. Baker Mayfield slinging a rock around his first game as a Ram. A little less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Let's see if Baker Mayfield can help put some points on the board. We'll talk about Daniel Snyder as well. Desmond Ridder, he's going to start for the Falcons. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew is calling up from Seattle, Washington. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I don't really care about Griner or Whelan, but I worry about my kids because they think they can travel anywhere. And Lindsey Graham said it best earlier today or yesterday, which is that Americans are high-value targets now. The State Department could just shut this down and put Russia and China on a no-travel list, and you just don't go there because these bad actors want to leverage our citizens, and now we've shown that we'll cave, so we just need to stop that.
Well, part of that is there are not necessarily full-on travel restrictions. I don't know the legalities of such, but the United States of America certainly does have a list of places, and it's widely disseminated for international travel, especially when you have your passport, if you're going somewhere where you need a visa. They tell you the potential risks of going somewhere and that you probably should not go.
For these states, it should just be a total shutdown. Like,
well,
just forget it. Don't go.
That is not. I don't know the legalities of such. I guess you don't know either. But the information, which I think most of us can always use, is there. And the last time I checked, most people don't.
That is true. The State Department, though, does have the power to promote on their website for travel.
They
this
do.
This is a banned state.
There's the difference. There's a difference between promote or share information and ban. And since I am not a lawyer and you are, and I don't want to go in circles, but it's right there. The information is right there. It's there. I've been around the world a bit. I've been out to Hong Kong before. They've had a, unfortunately, a lot of the uprisings that they've had recently. As much as I love Hong Kong, as much as I would like to go, I probably wouldn't go right now. I've been to China. You know where I probably wouldn't go back right now is China. You know, there's so many instances. The information is available. So I don't think people are running around all ignorant. Go, oh, let me go on vacation here. And then, you know, they're getting just snatched up. People, I think most people know better. 855-212-4CBS. Sam is here from Toronto. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
It's going, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, JR. I'll be a little quick here. So, you know what? First and foremost, happy for Brittany to get back home to her family. It's always special when, you know what, people go home after being, you know, I wouldn't say wrongfully imprisoned, because she did break Russian laws. Did she not, JR?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so fair enough. Well, you know, we must respect sovereign laws from different countries. And you know what? She did break laws. As severe as the laws may be, she, you know what? She broke the
laws.
Well,
that, I think, but if we even break it down to simpler terms, we know, quote unquote, the crime did not fit the punishment.
Absolutely, but for what standard though? Like say for instance,
well,
you go
it's
to,
very
Dubai.
Not even, I don't even need to hear your example. For a human standard.
Why is that?
I'm not arguing with you, and I think you agree with me. But we know why she was imprisoned, and it had nothing to do with the amount of the 1 ounce of oil that she had on her. But go ahead.
Okay, absolutely. But okay, so now for people, like I feel like people are getting a little bit, they're coming out and saying, okay, you know what, how can you prisoner swap her for a guy who's literally, like, he's the devil, man. Like, this guy is serving, he's giving arms to tribes in Africa, in conflicts in Europe, like, innocent children, white women and men are dying because of this guy's dealings. And the DEA was hunting this guy down. They couldn't even get a hold of this guy.
We've heard about his reputation. What else you got?
So I think it's fair for people to say, okay, you know what? Why was this prisoner swap taking place when, you know what, like Micah Parsons, he came out and said, you know what?
Micah.
There's a Marine out there. He served his country. Why isn't this guy getting priority over Brittany? Not that Brittany shouldn't be released, but don't you think if you're releasing a man of Victor Moat?
No, Sam, because I'm not in the room. You're not in the room. I don't do foreign policy negotiation. But if I know anything about negotiation, which is really boiling it down to the simplest point, you know what I can't do? Here's a simple example. I can't force anyone to marry me. I can't force someone to say, hey, fly with me to Tahiti. I can't drag another human being across the street. Those are non-starters. And so even in something that is so much more complex, between national governments, I'll give you a simpler example.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of people, and you live in Toronto, Canada. I would assume that maybe this also holds true. Maybe it doesn't. We have a lot of people who don't even understand basic civics of where they live. They don't understand basic government structure, but they will have ideas about international negotiations. Like, that is so mind-boggling to me. And so I understand what you're saying about fairness, but I might as well sit here with you and or anyone else and talk about what I know of Area 51. I don't know.
Okay.
It takes two, and thank you, Sam, for calling from Toronto. I don't think it's a difficult concept. I mean, if you understand sports, and this is what a lot of people want to use as an analogy, you can't wake up and say, I want to trade Giannis Antetokounmpo for Bam Adebayo. It doesn't work. You can't wake up and say, I want to move Giannis for, I don't know, James Wiseman. It doesn't work. I don't know where Elfrid Payton is at right now. I can't trade Elfrid Payton for Steph Curry. I can't. It doesn't work. It takes two to tango. And so everybody now is an expert. Like, this is what we know. Brittany Griner is a high-profile individual. Whether you knew her or watched the game, there's a lot that comes with it. There's a lot that comes with it in regards to morale. There's a lot that comes with it in regards to, hey, we have an opportunity to free someone. It's a cold, cold world out here. People are mean. People are nasty. People are evil. People don't have empathy. People don't care. People only care about what affects them. It's a hard knock life. We get that. Everybody in an ideal world would be home. There'd be a bunch of people coming home wrongfully in prison. We shouldn't forget about the people who don't have celebrity or people who don't have names. We should not. But what are you going to do? Just let everybody rot. Can't bring one, so nobody. It's the world that we live in. I think we know that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. I'll update you on Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about the latest Dan Snyder situation of being a jerk. We got a lot to do. JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.